are here, and I'm your host, Brian Beatty. Welcome to the August 2013 edition of the podcast. It's mid-August in Minnesota, which can only mean a couple of things. It can mean there are a lot of people in recovery from the Minnesota Fringe Festival, from performing in one or more shows, or from seeing one or many more shows. And that there are many more people saving up their energy and enthusiasm for the forthcoming state fair, for a visit to Machinery Hill, for a stroll through the animal displays, the seed art exhibits, and of course, experiments with food that has been combined and prepared and stuck with sticks in ways that is healthy neither for you or the food. Minnesota State Fair is the great Minnesota get-together, which is why our theme this month is get-together, even though I will not be getting together with you there. I don't do fairs. I don't know if I told this story last year around fair time or not, but it's worth, I think, repeating. I grew up in a small town in Indiana called Brazil. And the two highlights of every summer in Brazil were when the carnival pulled into town for the county fair and when it pulled back out of town 10 days later. Those 10 days, my mother kept the windows and doors of our house locked tight. We didn't leave the house because some summers the carnies didn't even set up their games of chance and rickety rides and other amusements. They just wandered up and down the street with their tattoos, telling stories of places they'd been and things they'd seen and things they'd done. And to my mother, that was the equivalent of the freak show turning the tables and being let loose from its tent. So I don't do fairs. That said, our featured writer this month, Courtney Algio, has a story about a freak show of sorts. So let's just get to Courtney.
Stupid idiots I half loved. I loved an idiot who, during a really romantic moment, leaned in and honked my boob. Not drunk, not high on the weed, just grabbed a handful and went honk. I loved an idiot who peed on a dog while drunk at a party. It was an accident, but he peed on the dog just the same. The dog turned at the end to drink it up like water. I loved a guy I met on Makeout Club who let me cover his hands in hairspray and set them on fire. We smoked cigarettes and watched Trainspotting 50 times in 1 month, sitting in my parentless house. Every now and then, he'd ask if I would kiss his stomach. I didn't get it at the time, and my guy friends all made fun of me later for not knowing that this was apparently some BJ code. He told me once, months later, over AOL Instant Messenger, that he couldn't remember what I looked like. Probably because I had spent so much awkward time bored and hovering around his belly button going, I loved a girl from France who stayed at my house for the summer. She had green hair and couldn't get enough of the Beastie Boys. She wasn't an idiot, and when I touched her, she went, oh, ha, ha, ha. When I was 16, I loved a guy I met on Yahoo Chat and went to stay with him in Oshawa, Ontario. His poetic use of emoticons was unparalleled. Truth, I can't believe my mom let me go. I slept on his couch, sometimes cuddling with him, and his mom made us breakfast every morning. We smoked a lot of hash, listened to a lot of Canadian metal, and on one of those nights, he put on a Sabrina the Teenage Witch porn and tried to have sex with me. Of course I said no, as if I was about to lose my virginity in Canada. I loved an idiot who called Unitarianism a cult. I loved a guy who thought farting, especially mine, was hilarious. When I was 14, I loved a guy who was the drummer of a SoCal punk ripoff band in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. We're known for our Amish, not our excellent punk bands. In a fanzine written by a 40-year-old guy called Josh Pee-Pee, he was voted the hottest guy in the Lancaster punk scene. He drove me home one night while I was all sweaty from dancing like a girl who didn't get hit on a lot, and he kissed me. I looked him right in the eyes and said, holy shit, I can't believe that Dan Herr, like the Dan Herr, just kissed me. I might have also squealed and jumped around like a child. He never spoke to me again. Apparently, my exuberance in that situation was off-putting. I loved an idiot who wouldn't let me read the Necronomicon because he wanted to protect me from evil. I loved Corey Feldman. One time at Comic-Con, he smiled at me and I cried. But then I saw Lost Boys 2, and I wish I could suck those tears back into my eye sockets. Or at least turn back time to before that movie was made. Hey, I bet we both have that goal in common. And maybe we could build a new relationship around trying to invent time travel. I loved an idiot who loved my best friend. What the fuck was that about? I loved an idiot with the last name Miller, who had tattooed Miller Time right below his belly button. He'd often ask me what time it was, then lift his shirt and say, "It's Miller Time." For a long while in middle school, I loved a guy who was obsessed with announcing that he was, in fact, the Great Cornholio and needed TP for his bunghole. His favorite word combination was turd pop. His lips always looked so beautiful and full when they met to form the final P on pop, making me want to kiss him long and hard. But I never did. While I'm certain that I've appeared in a mental list akin to this one, plowing through the brain of a dude I used to date while he strums on the guitar or sits on the pot, I am equally as certain that I smell a great deal better in those memories than about 80% of the guys on this list. Here's to finally finding the right dude.
I first heard Courtney read this story at a reading slash burlesque show at the Brantlick Bowl in early 2012, a performance that was put on to protect the rights of gay and lesbian couples to get together. So I guess it was a reading slash burlesque show that accomplished its mission. And so few do. As always, thanks for listening to this month's edition of the podcast. We are looking for submissions for future months' editions of the podcast, always. Our September theme is Schooled. Our October theme is Jack of All Lanterns. November is Past the Wishbone, and December is Unhappy Holidays. So send us your stories, poems, humor pieces, spoken word performances, audio plays, and the rest to youarehere@mnartists.org. We want to hear from you. You Are Here is a monthly literary podcast production of mnartists.org. mnartists.org is a joint project of the Walker Art Center and the McKnight Foundation. The mission of mnartists.org is to improve the lives of Minnesota artists and provide access to and engagement with Minnesota's arts culture.